This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's all about vines today. For fast growth and pretty, fragrant white flowers that last summer into fall, there's a vine called Polygonum oberii, or more commonly, silverlace. It has a spread of 40 feet with the possibility of growing 25 in the first year alone. Then there's the honeysuckle vine, Dropmore Scarlet. It's also a rapid grower and can handle light shade. They grow up to 20 feet and flower from mid-spring through summer. They're fragrant and very attracted to hummingbirds. Virgin's Bower is a native clematis that's been growing in another master gardener's garden quite nicely. It flowers from July through September and has some very interesting-looking fruit. As I gathered some research on this clematis, the hardiness varies widely. I found places where it indicates a zone 2, yet another area says zone 6. Dutchman's Pipe is a zone 4 vine used as a screen mostly. It will grow in part shade and has huge heart-shaped leaves with brownish-purple pipe-shaped flowers in early summer. And then there's Virginia Creeper. I just recently purchased a newer cultivar called Red Wall. I love it and have pictures on my website. It's growing very well in just weeks. I'm very much looking forward to the lovely display of red fall leaves to come. I tried an ornamental hops in one spot that grew beautifully for a couple of weeks and then suddenly everything went south. I stopped at the nursery I bought it at and also explained that the person who lived there before dumped a lot of wood ashes in the area. They told me that that not only changes the pH of the soil, but will also hold water, so much so that my hops developed a fungus that has essentially killed it. Such is the life of a gardener. Now I need to buy another plant. Darn the luck. Check out GardenBite.com for pictures and more. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.